The steel framework of the bridge trembled with the train's approach. Amaranth Lockton crouched on a beam overlooking the tracks, steadying herself with a hand on a vertical support pillar. The train chugged closer, approaching the bridge at 50 miles an hour, black smoke streaming from its stack and hazing the starry sky. Aware of the full moon shining into the canyon, Amaranth hoped the engineer wasn't watching the route ahead too closely. Her form might be visible against the dark sky. When the locomotive reached the bridge, the vibrations coursing through its steel frame intensified. Amaranth braced herself, ready to jump. She made a point of not looking at the moonlight reflecting off the river hundreds of feet below, though her pesky peripheral vision refused to let her forget about it, and the long drop it signified. The massive black locomotive passed beneath her, its smoke obscuring the view of the rest of the cars. The acrid air stung Amaranth's eyes. Nerves tangled in her stomach, but there was no time to worry about the view, or anything else. As soon as the locomotive and coal car blew past, Amaranth took a deep breath and jumped off the beam. She dropped 10 feet to the first freight car and landed in a crouch, softening her knees to touch down lightly and quietly. Though she doubted the engineer would hear anything over the noise of the train, she wagered Sicarius was watching from somewhere, and he would have words for her, or a stern, expressionless stare, if she performed sloppily.